Savitri, from the bottom of page 278 to the bottom of page 280. Our hidden centers of celestial force open like flowers to a heavenly atmosphere. Mind pauses, thrilled with the supernal ray, and even this transient body then can feel ideal love and flawless happiness, and laughter of the heart's sweetness and delight, freed from the rude and tragic hold of time, and beauty and the rhythmic feet of the hours. This, in high realms, touches immortal kind. What here is in the bud has blossomed there. There is the secrecy of the house of flame, the blaze of godlike thought and golden bliss, the rapt idealism of heavenly sense. There are the wonderful voices, the sun laugh, a gurgling eddy in rivers of God's joy, in the mysteried vineyards of the gold moon wine, all the fire and sweetness of which hardly here a brilliant shadow visits mortal life. Although our witness there the joys of time, pressed on the bosom of the immortal's touch is felt, heard are the flutings of the infinite, here upon earth are early awakenings, moments that tremble in an air divine, and groan upon the yearning of her soil, time's sunflowers gaze at gold eternity. There are the imperishable beatitudes. A million lotuses swaying on one stem, world after colored and ecstatic world, climbs toward some far unseen epiphany. On the other side of the eternal stairs, the mighty kingdoms of the deathless flame aspired to reach the being's absolutes. Out of the sorrow and darkness of the world, out of the depths where life and thought are tombed, lonely mounts up to heaven the deathless flame. In a veiled nature's hallowed secrecies, it burns forever on the altar mind. Its priests, the souls of dedicated gods, humanity, its house of sacrifice. Once kindled, never can its flamings cease. A fire along the mystic paths of earth, it rises through the mortal's hemisphere, till, borne by runners of the day and dusk, it enters the occult eternal light, and clambers whitening to the invisible throne. Its worlds are steps of an ascending force, a dream of giant contours, titan lines, homes of unfallen and illumined might, heavens of unchanging good, pure and unborn, heights of the grandeur of truth's ageless ray. As in a symbol sky, they start to view and call our souls into a vaster air. On their summits, they bear up the sleepless flame, dreaming of a mysterious beyond, transcendent of the paths of fate and time. They point above themselves with index peaks through a pale sapphire ether of God-mind towards some gold infinite's apocalypse. A thunder rolling mid the hills of God, tireless, severe is their tremendous voice. Exceeding us, to exceeding ourselves they call and bid us rise incessantly above. Far from our eager reach those summits live, too lofty for our mortal strength and height, hardly in a dire ecstasy of toil, climbed by the spirit's naked athlete will. Austere, intolerant, they claim from us efforts too lasting for our mortal nerve. Our hearts cannot cleave to, nor our flesh support. Only the eternal strength in us can dare to attempt the immense adventure of that climb and the sacrifice of all we cherish here.